Blog Talk Radio. Dr. Martin Luther King Weekend to everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My apologies for the dial tone. Keep beep, beep. I'm on one of my Android phones, but I'm not pressing the, something's happening where the dial tone keeps still beep. So my apologies, please. I'm very excited for this weekend. Matter of fact, I've been on a excited high since the beginning of the year. I guess since the end of my cold, that cold and flu ended and the new year came in, I've just been giddy. I yesterday, Friday 13th, was fine. I guess all, especially you superstitious ones, everything's okay, right? Now today's 3rd and 14th, which is like when loony stuff happened, huh? But thank you so much for spending a few minutes, if not the entire show time with myself, and also closer to the end of the show, Rich Rupnick. I will be joining us, sharing his NFL predictions regarding, you know, the playoff games. And, you know, those Saints playing San Francisco. And, of course, we will be talking about all of the games, the predictions. He's going to share his predictions regarding the games. My focal point right now is the Golden Globe Awards and also the Grammy announcements of who will be performing at the Grammys, which is scheduled to be held on February the 12th, Valentine's Day weekend. To all my Valentines, that's the day that the Grammys will air, and those that are attending will attend the awards show. So something great to look forward to, huh? So, but before I really get started, I want to wish my nephew, Jamal, a very happy, 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 happy 22nd birthday. Today is his birthday. Yes, he was born. I can't believe he was born 22 years ago on this day. And I asked him earlier, because I said, do you feel 22? He was like, yeah, I feel 22. But he's very happy and he's very giddy. And, well, I won't say giddy. He probably don't want me to use that word, giddy. I get giddy. I guess he's like, you know, his swag is totally different than my swag. But I was looking at the Dallas Morning News. One thing I like about the Dallas Morning News, they always have like this segment called History on This Date. And I was looking at the birthdays, and it's like a big list. So he's sharing his birthday with a lot of awesome people, like Julian Bonds, Shepard Smith of Fox TV, and he's a native from Mississippi, Oxford, Mississippi. LL Cool J turns 44 today. Oh, my God. And the list just goes on of great people that share the same birthday with my nephew. And so just, you know, again, I wish my nephew Jamal Gregory, and he's on Facebook. You all see him on my page. Wish my nephew a happy, happy, happy 22nd birthday. And he loves Houston music, so Zero and Lil Flip. Lil Flip sent him a message, not last year, but the year before on his birthday, because Lil Flip and I are pretty cool. So, but he really would like to go to a Lil Flip concert or just chill with the guys. I know that, Zero especially. But, again, I just wanted to, I didn't want to go off and not wish him my happy birthday, even though I did mention his birthday yesterday. But back to the Grammys performers, you all can visit their website at Grammy.com. Grammy.com, and most of you probably already know Paul McCartney is scheduled to perform at the 2012 Music Cares Person of the Year Gala, but and also they've launched the We Are Music website, and it is wearemusic.grammy.com, and so visit the website and their Facebook page. Also, it's a lot of awesome info on their page. You know, this is a 30-minute show, so I can't go, like, in-depth. And also, I received my first info regarding the performers from allaccess.com regarding the performers. But also, right now, I am on Facebook. The chat room is open. Those of you that have listener profiles and my fellow Blog Talk Radio host, my chat room is open, and you can call 714-409-0614 also if you want to talk about your NFL predictions, the Golden Globes or the Grammys, and so on. Now, so before the end of the show, also, I'll tell you the topics of future shows also. Next week will be more like the political week. We talk about politics with the South Carolina caucuses coming up. But back to who would be performing. This is not the complete list, but these are the first performers scheduled to perform at the 54th Annual Grammy Awards. Jason Aldean, I love him. Kelly Clarkson, Foo Fighters, wow. Bruno Mars, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift are the first performers scheduled to perform at the Grammys. And also, you can tweet the Grammys at the Grammys, the GRAMMYS. All letters are capitalized, except the S is a small S. And again, the Grammys will be televised on February 12th, 8-7 Central Time, only on CBS. This is the 54th annual. And the Golden Globes will be the 69th, right? Golden Globe Awards, and that will be held tomorrow night and on the 15th. And you all probably know their website. If you don't know, it's Golden Globes, GoldenGlobes.org. And so I'm excited for Mississippi native Morgan Freeman. I know he will be recognized tomorrow. So we'll talk more on Monday morning about the Golden Globes winners and losers and the best and the best dress and so on. But just some people. Sometimes these award shows sneak up on us, and especially if you're deep into the entertainment and movies and film, but then you're also into sports also, and then you're trying to live your normal life. I mean, sometimes we get caught up on okay, when is this? When is that? So I hope I provided you with a little information regarding the award shows. Again, 714-409-0614. And have some amazing topics coming up Monday. Monday we'll be celebrating. Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about the award shows, but Monday's show is officially the day for us to celebrate MLK's, Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. So that Monday show is devoted to celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King's life and legacy and how we are still living his dream. And I would love for you to call in and chat with me and share with me what is your dream. Dr. Martin Luther King had his dream, but what is your dream? You know, we have a dream. I mean, the American dream or worldwide, your dream. What is your dream? But most definitely, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream has definitely been coming true just every second. Just amazing how he prophesies things that have come to pass and still coming. Just amazing. So be sure to join on Monday's show. And Wednesday, it's going to, it's into another direction. Talking about more of a relationship topic. Once a cheater, are you always a cheater? You know, I know people that claim to be cheaters and they don't cheat anymore. You know, I've always lived a monogamous lifestyle. So, and sometimes it runs in the back of my head. Okay, I hope if I get in a exclusive stated relationship again. Sometimes obviously cheaters say, okay, reformed cheaters say, I used to cheat, but I don't cheat anymore. But what about when you don't cheat and then you're not a cheater, but then all of a sudden you start cheating? But that's not the show about. The show is about cheating. And is it true, once a cheater, always a cheater, or can people be reformed? And it's not aimed just at guys, it's aimed at women and everybody in between. You know, just dealing with the topic of cheating. Can people change? Can people be reformed? And I do believe that some people that have once cheated, can be monogamous, you know, if they're in a split relationship or whatever. So that's the topic, and it should be fun. And, of course, Friday would be Sports Friday, and next Saturday would be focused on the fun of politics, because that would be the 21st, right? South Carolina caucuses will be going on. So we'll be talking about the GOP caucuses going on in South Carolina, and most definitely Rick Perry, because Rick Perry is the guy that I am supporting. And so I want to get out there his positive points, and do we think he can do what needs to be done to get America back on track, as his current slogan says right now. So that's what the topic will be next Saturday. And also that is when the newly elected, newly sworn in governor of Mississippi, Phil Bryant, will inaugural parade will also is scheduled to run. Because, you know, it rained out on the original date of January 10th. But the swearing-in ceremony went on indoors, and also the prayer breakfast that was scheduled for that morning, and the ball. Everything remained on schedule, but the parade, because so many bands were invited, and also the governor and the first lady had plans to be driven in a carriage, you know, with horses and everything. So hopefully next Saturday on the 21st, it'll be a beautiful day. It's cold in Jackson, Mississippi today. But, you know, the weather has been up and down. So hopefully next Saturday, it will be a beautiful, pretty warm day. But that would be the topic next Saturday. I'm just giving you all a go. Even though I've tweeted it and posted it and so on, and you all can visit my profile to see what the future topics are. So I'm back on track with letting everybody know what topics are all about. But I'm going to go ahead. I think Reg Ruffney, he's going to make the predictions regarding the NFL games and whatever else he desires to talk about. We have about 4 more minutes of live streaming. And I'm in the chat room, and there's been visitors coming in and out of the chat room. So thank you so much for visiting the chat room and chatting with me. I'm looking forward to chatting more with you all. I keep the chat room open a little while after the show also and chat with you. And like I said, I'm on Facebook. And also there's a fitness question that I wanted to talk about also because I know many of you have begun exercising and you also have been getting sore muscles. And sore muscles can cause us to give up too. We start aching. But, you know, you're working things that you hadn't worked in a long time, you know. And so you all know I'm a big, big supporter of Jillian Michaels. I love her work. And I have received an email from Everyday Health, and Jillian Michaels answered the question, should I work out if I'm sore? And her question is, her answer was, okay, then the question was, what are the rules for working out when you're still really sore from the day before? And Jillian's answer was, you should not train a muscle that's sore. The reason for this is that your body interprets exercise as stress. It's during the recovery time when the real work is being done. Think of exercise as the architect and recovery as the builder. If you work a muscle too soon after a training session, therefore you would just break it down. Also, you shouldn't be sore for more than 2 days after a workout. If you are, you may have a slight injury or muscle strain. If this is the case, take it easy and give that muscle time to heal before training it again. So I know many, I mean, that's a common question and a common situation that happens when we maybe overexert ourselves or beginning a new exercise regime. So that was Jillian Michaels' answer. And so I follow her advice, too. She knows what she's talking about. Everyday Health, that was the email that I received, and I was so glad to see that Jillian Michaels. And there's more questions. I've tweeted and posted another question about stretching because I'm a big proponent of stretching. I stretch all the time. And so I'll talk about that on Monday, but you can read it on my Twitter pages and LinkedIn pages and Facebook pages regarding stretching. I only have about 2 more minutes, and the show will continue after live stream. Reg Ruffney and I will be talking, and you all involved also, because the chat room will still be open. So talk about the predictions of the games that are going on, okay? So because yesterday was like Friday's our sports day. Now Friday's our sports Friday edition of the Shark Entertainment Reports. But wanted to keep my word on talking about the Grammys and talking about the Golden Globes. And I'm ready for the Oscars because it's time for the Oscars. So can't wait to talk about the Oscars. But thank you so much for tuning in. And what's up? What's up? It's Dr. Martin Luther King holiday weekend. And so we must celebrate, and we must not give up on the American dream, on Dr. King's dream and our own dreams also. So thank you so much, and God bless. And the show is not over. You can still listen to the show in its entirety on my profile at blogtalkradio.com. Like the fan page and post positive vids and pictures, and share your info on the Culture Shock Entertainment Report's fan page also. But again, thank you, and stick with us, because Reg Ruffneck and I will be talking about NFL predictions and other sports news also. So God bless, and thank you so much. And I'm still in the... You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Reg?
Yo.
Reg Ruffneck. I zoomed through. What's up with you? What's good?
Another morning has approached us.
That's right, and that's a blessing. I'd rather that morning approach, didn't I?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
How was
your Friday the 13th?
Well, I try to avoid as many eerie things from happening as possible. So it was a nice Friday the 13th, you know. It got here, but them Sunday the 15th is also ones you got to watch out for as well. I'm supposed to be going on a little trip this morning. Supposed to be heading back to my hometown of Jackson for a weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that, seeing some old friends.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Reg Ruffneck. I didn't want to say anything. I'll let you say it. You know, some people like to be a thief in the temple, sneak in and sneak out. So I didn't know if you wanted to broadcast it to everyone or be a thief in the temple.
Okay, all right, yeah. Thank you for that little Prince improv right there.
So you've all heard it. Yep.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing you.
I'm looking at TV, they got something about Tim Tebow, and he's driving an old Mercury Cougar. I like a guy who's a millionaire, but he's still well-grounded. You know, he's not riding around in no $100,000 or quarter of a million dollar car or something like that.
Is he driving a vintage one or a new one?
It looked like it was like a 91 or a 92.
Because I think they had stopped making Cougars, but then I think they started back.
That might have been like a little 93 Thunderbird or something, but,
because I love vintage Cougars. I mean, if you remember, I used to drive a Cougar. It was once my brother's, and then when we was in the high school. I love Cougars. So I didn't know if you were talking about like an 80s, like one from the 80s. Because I love it when people fix up vintage cars.
Yeah, that's what I'm planning on trying to do. My old, I got an old 88 Mercury Cougar.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to be doing a little redo.
We
was
at Kellaway, you know, I used to roll in an 83.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think I still remember that car, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
I've always loved Cougars and Camaros and all type of stuff. So you seen Tim riding in him a old school car. But one thing about it, you're still yourself. And a lot of celebrities and celebrity athletes, they do keep their old vehicles.
Hey, well, you know, like I said, those.
I think, you know, because like Kid Rock, These Kid Rock still have like his old ride from back in the day.
Ooh, excuse me. Fellow sneeze coming on.
Mm-hmm. So, what about your predictions? Because I said you would be talking about predictions.
The Saints play the 49ers today, so I'm that's.
Well, you know, I talked about the Saints.
Well, I think this is where I'm just going to have to ride the Saints all the way to the Super Bowl. I mean, because I'm always sentimental toward my beloved Cowboys, but it seems like the season ends after Thanksgiving for the Cowboys, and then
I've been getting some good information from the Cowboys this week, though. I had planned to talk about the Cowboys yesterday, but I don't think I did. But I posted some of their info because they doing some things though. But your what's his name, John Kitna? Is that how you say his last name? He's retiring. You know that, don't you? I know you know. You over there?
They talked about it Wednesday about his retirement, and apparently his back has given him more problems than he can deal with. So,
yeah.
Who knows, maybe he'll become the Cowboys quarterback coach.
that would be good, though.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing. I mean, I was still hoping Jerry Jones would find some kind of way to make Deion Sanders his secondary coach, because I think that'll be great for the Cowboys. You know, I think they need to get some of their old players from the 90s.
That's right. And people start focusing on Deion's personal life. Except I've been keeping up with the news, too. But, yeah, Deion definitely. I always thought Michael Irvin would get on the coaching staff.
Well, that too would be great, but I don't know if Michael Irvin is very, he can be very passionate, he can get very fiery. That'd be what they would need, but I think Mike would have had to knock out a few of the receivers that they got on the squad now.
I keep doing this. I don't know if my face would ever need touched on phone. And then what?
That's why I hate those touchscreen phones.
Exactly. And then what were you saying? Please excuse us, listeners. And what? What were you saying?
I just said that Mike Irvin would have to be getting in a lot of guys' faces and probably have to knock a couple of them out, especially some of those receivers, because, you know, running the wrong route, dropping passes, you know, not even looking for something. I mean, he would be a great addition to the coaching staff if he ever became a coach. But that would be like, you know, that would just be great if you can get that, you know, get Michael Irvin and get Deion to come back and coach.
Yeah.
I think Jerry Jones really need to pursue that possibility.
Yeah. That would be I was trying to remember some stories that they had sent me. They sent me some stories this morning also, but they are planning on going to the playoffs next year. The 2012 playoffs, they said they definitely would be in the playoffs.
Okay.
If they plan on going to the playoffs, they hope to go to the Super Bowl.
Well, I think that's the intent of every franchise.
Yeah, of all 32.
Yeah. So they're back in that line of the 32 that's what they're going to be competing for next year. So good luck. That's about all I can say. But back to what we was talking about the Saints. I think the Saints definitely having the passion to really try to go all out this year. They definitely have they're the team to beat, because they have definitely they got the current longest winning streak so far. And
I don't know if it's you. I don't know if you told me, but I know many other people believe it's going to be the Patriots and the Saints. I don't know if you're one that told me that, but a lot of people have been predicting that.
Yeah, I was one of those that mentioned that. I said it was going to be the Patriots and the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anyone that can go up against the Patriots. If maybe the Ravens. The Ravens will probably be in the finals as well. And then it's going to be Saints and the Packers in the championship. But I think the Saints will learn from the first time they played the Packers how they almost came back and beat the Packers. I mean, it wasn't but maybe about a few plays that really swung on either direction for them in that game. And I think the Saints are definitely going to be more mentally ready this time and going to be up for the task. I just think that the Packers really rolled all year. They was they were still pretty much pretty juiced from last season, and I think that the Packers is definitely a great talented team, and they have everybody there, and then they didn't lose a lot of guys like they did last year. Last year they were a lot of guys were injured, and they just still made it all. They made the run all the way, and it was nonstop. So they did a great effort on as far as in that aspect. But this year, they were there. Their drive was trying to go undefeated, but it seems like after they lost to the Chiefs, seems like they've lost a lot of momentum. But so it's going to be interesting how this weekend and next weekend is going to play out. I think the playoffs are going to be very interesting.
Now we have the Giants and Green Bay, don't we?
Yes, Green Bay and the Giants. Now the Giants has always been a dangerous team.
The Giants are like a team. You never know when they're going to catch you with that left hook. Not right hook, but left hook.
Exactly.
They come out of nowhere. They're always a good team, but they come out of nowhere.
The Giants is a very disciplined, very structured team. They, Eli has definitely thrown his team on his back and has definitely done a great job. And, the defense has always been, pretty much sound. And they also was victimized by injuries early in the season, but they've all come together and they've gelled now. And they've made a heck of a run winning in December. They put together a real good run. And it's always good to go into the playoffs with momentum in your favor. And the Giants definitely – I mean, they definitely have a great chance. And as they say, it's 40 degrees warmer than it was the last time they played up in Green Bay when they beat
that undefeated record that the Green Bay had up until about a month ago. A lot of people, even my mom, was saying, "Well, I don't know about them going to the Super Bowl." even though they had that good perfect record, that still. They might not, but it's how you playing right now is what it's all about.
Absolutely. It's the playoffs, anything can happen, and that's an upset that can very easily happen. Just like when I had said last week about Pittsburgh and Denver, I was very cautious. I had the side of caution about just saying that Pittsburgh will come in there and just blow them out.
Now we have two more minutes. So, what are the two games we got to talk about? Keep talking about that. I'm on the New Orleans Saints Facebook page, and the fans are saying they want to see a Patriots in the New Orleans Saints Super Bowl. Okay, and keep saying what you're saying.
All I was saying is that that the Giants can very easily come in there and trip up the Packers. But I honestly think that the Packers will win this time, but It's gonna be an interesting game.
Okay.
So,
okay, we have Houston and who? But because we only have one more minute, but we have Houston and who?
I'm not 100% sure about. Darn, I don't have the schedule in front of me.
But I know a lot of people are predicting Houston. Golly, it's on the tip of my tongue, too. Houston and, golly, we have a minute. If I could pull it up. But well, you can continue talking about what you're talking about, then if you're not sure about Houston. We got 50 more seconds.
50 more seconds.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. So hopefully Red Roughneck and I have some pictures to post for you all. Hopefully I get a chance to see them. Because I know you have a lot of people to see.
Yeah, and trying to squeeze it all in a couple of days is going to be hard. But I'm definitely going to be in front of somebody's TV catching the football game.
Yeah, like when I initially finally get to Dallas, because I got so much business I need to tend to. So, wow, but you have to visit your kinfolk. And now that we broadcasted, you broadcasted to everybody, your phone is going to be, like, burning up.
Well, hey, a lot of people don't. That's why a lot of people don't know my new number. So there's ways around certain things.
Okay. Oh, the time is up. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Say something. Last words, Reed.
Well, people, we're gonna have fun this year. It's gonna.